Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Hey, what's up? What's up, my babies? How you guys doing? Guess what? Cyber fucking Monday. It's Cyber Monday. You know what that means? You know what that means? 5 million emails when you wake up. You thought you got emails on Black Friday. You get emails. You're going to double it. You're going to keep doubling it, the emails. You're going to get emails on Friday, but you're going to double it. You're going to get double the amount of emails on Monday for Cyber Monday. So yeah, we got deals for the babies, man. You go to crystalia.com and you can get this fucking hot shit right here. I'm wearing the D'Elia's Grand Slam tee. You could go get that hot shit. You can go get a few of them. Do you know why? Because it wouldn't make a fucking dent. If you're a, maybe it does make dents, but dude, go ahead and fucking back up that Brinks truck artwork here that somebody made. Marlon Prues right there. We got it on the video podcast. We're going to hang up some artwork every now and then. That's what we're going to do. I used to have the CUDA there, but now it's got my face on the Brinks truck. And he says, yum. We're live on my app right now for the most truest babies. You got the app. You can see what's going on there. But yeah, man, go to crystalia.com and get your and fucking Cyber Monday it up. This is for free shipping, and there's also a fucking gift if you spend enough money or some shit. Man, people love deals, man. People love deals. You could be like, you want some fries? Nah. Well, they're 10% off. Cool. Give me them. You want some fries? Do you want a bucket of shit? Nah, I'm good on my buckets of shit. Oh, it's 10% off. All right. Where do I put my credit card? By the way, the fucking thing isn't up. The thing. One fire. He didn't set it up. What's it called? How do I open it? Where? Do. Singing. He goes like this. Do. Oh, here it is. Got it. By the way, you want a bucket of shit? 10% off. Hey, Cyber Monday. You all good on your buckets of shit? Or did you need some buckets of shit? Dude, the amount of shit people buy because of a deal is unreal. Hey, dude. Do you want a steak? Nah, just ate. Just ate four steaks 3 minutes ago. Oh, yeah? It's 10% off. Well, then let me get three fucking steaks. Do you want a steak? Nah, just a... Dude, do you need a giraffe? Nah, why would I need a giraffe? I live in a fucking one-bedroom. Well, it's Cyber Monday. Where do I put... Well, then in that case, where do I put my credit card? I'll have the giraffe pop his head out my bedroom window. So anyway, dude. We're live on the app. Go to crystalia.com. Today only. If you're listening to the video podcast, you're not going to do it. Cyber Monday's over. But still, go. Because Daddy's wearing the fucking D'Elia's Grand Slam shirt. Dude, I did the show at the Wiltern today. I did two shows at the Wiltern today. Today, on Friday. Now, are LA plays amazing? Yeah. Is it my favorite place to perform? Yeah. Do family and friends always want to come? Yeah. Do I have to give them free tickets? Yes. Does it come out of my pocket? Yeah. Does it make a dent? No. But is it annoying and stressful? Yeah. Do they all want to come backstage? Yes. Do you bring them all backstage? No. Do some people feel slighted? Yes. Is it okay? It's fine. Do they lose friends? Probably. But do they still want to hang out because they want to be in the in crowd? Yes. So I did the shows at the Wiltern, which were really, really fun and really great. I love playing the big shows in LA because I'm usually at the Comedy Store, sometimes at the Laugh Factory and the Improv. But it's so fun to do the big LA plays because people still come out, even though they can see me every week at the Comedy Store and shit. And it's just so cool, man. And we did those play, we did that. And then I started talking about this for some reason and I forget. And that's just how it's going to be, dude. Because I need to start taking some ginkgo biloba or whatever the fuck it's called. Ginkgo biloba. That's what it's called, right? Ginkgo biloba? Hey, change its name. Call it ball soup. What's ginkgo biloba anyway? Is that that shit with the balls in it? Oh, that's boba. Hey, if something's called ginkgo biloba, then don't call something else boba. Dude, I'll tell you what, man. Here's the thing that's for real that I realized about an hour ago. If your name is Scott, Sean, or Steve, guess what? To me, you're just one of those guys. I have no idea what your name is. Hey, tell me your name's Steve. Okay, that's like saying your name's fucking ginkgo biloba. I won't remember it. Dude, that's your name's Steve or Sean or Scott? Dude, introduce yourself to me. Hi, what's going on? My name's Chris. Oh, hi, I'm Steve. Oh, cool. Hey, you got me. That's what I do when I meet a guy named Sean. Hey, Chris, I'm Sean. Oh, really, Sean? You got me from now on. From now on, you got me. Steve, Sean, Scott. First of all, the three whitest names of all time. The only name whiter than that is Adolf, or now Donald. Dude, Donald used to be like a black guy name, I feel like. When I was in New Jersey, there were so many black guys named Donald, and they call him Donnie and shit. And they're just like, yo, what's up? I'm Donald. Oh, cool. I wanted to be friends with some Donalds when I was a kid. But now, I read a tweet today, I think by that guy, Julius Sharp, is it? And he was like, there's going to be as many... In 50 years, there's going to be as many people named Donald as there are Adolf. That's a funny tweet. Yeah. So what was I saying, though, about the Steve, Sean, Scott? I have no idea, dude. How are there three names that are like the same like that? I'm a white guy. I get confused. Imagine being a fucking Japanese guy and meeting a guy named Sean and then meeting a guy named Steve and then meeting a guy named Scott. You go like this. You go to me. Hello. I am, you know, whatever. Something, San. Cool. I'm Steve. You go to me. Hello. My name is Shintaro. What is your name? Oh, it's Scott. You got the Shintaro. You got Shintaro. You got the Shintaro. Oh, shit. I'm down for a silly goose time, and that's it. You motherfuckers want to talk politics? Say the fuck Nara. Do me a favor. Catch you later. I'm down for a silly goose time, and that's it. Dude, it was Black Friday. Hopefully, you didn't get trampled on. Hopefully, you didn't die. People die every year on... Dude, that's actually real sad. The day after you give thanks for everything that you're appreciated, that you appreciate in your life, you fucking trample on someone's face for a Hitachi. Hey. Well, I just want to thank every, I want you to know, hey, it's 12 p.m. Thursday night. I want you to know, thank you so much for everything. My family, my the food, my job. I have everything I ever needed and wanted, really. The important things, thank God. And thank my family. I have a running car. My house, my apartment, I have a place to live. I have a roof over my head, and it's 12 p.m. Oh, what happened? It turned 12:01? Cool. Let me trample on your face for a Dyson. Oh, a minute went by? Oh, well then real quick, let me bend your fucking fingers back so I can grab that Holman Decker. Black and Decker, whatever the fuck it's called. So I can grab that Black and Decker. Let me bend your fucking wedding finger back. Anyway. Yeah, so Steve Scott. I don't know. Yeah, there's always somebody dying on fucking Black Friday. Nobody dies on Cyber Monday, though, because they're just all like, that'd be great if Cyber Monday got so crazy that someone died. That they're just like, trying so hard that their fucking fingers just catch fire on the keyboard and they go, and they're just like, Cyber Monday is now a danger. Cyber Monday frenzy. Look at these people grabbing shit. Black Friday frenzy. They're just grabbing leopard print shit. They don't even need it. Oh, man. We build this fucking thing where people can't make, we build this society where it's so hard for people to make money and then people make deals and then we wonder why they do it. Well, we're bad people. Hey, everyone, we're bad people. Catch you later. So anyway, I feel like that's real sad and it shouldn't be, and it should be fucking rectified. But what the fuck do I know? I know nothing about that. I was watching that Clinton thing last night. On A&E, about how Clinton was just really, really loved talking about policy and really loved and really wanted to help the world, but also couldn't stop raw dogging random women. Yeah, let's talk about the economy. Oh, wait, hold on one second. Hi, how are you? Please turn around. Yeah, I sure would like to feed all the homeless in America. Wait, hold on one second. Excuse me, ma'am. Why are your knees on the floor? Dude, the guy's a dog, dude. I don't know, you know. Like, if the internet was around when Clinton... Oh, forget it. He would have been the... I don't know what he... But what I'm watching the shit, and it was like... This woman said that he was that he propositioned her or something on the job. I don't really remember already. I don't remember. I saw it yesterday. By the way, I need to take some fucking ginkgo biloba. But it's called the Clinton Affair on A&E, and I was watching it, and like that's literally every day now for the president. It's so crazy to see how times have changed. God, Bill Clinton was one of those guys that was the shit and knew he was the shit too. Like, he would just be like, would they call it the Clinton, the full Bill? The full Bill Clinton, that's what they call it. Like, if he paid attention to you, and immediately your pussy got wet. Even if you didn't have a pussy, if you were a guy, your butthole got wet. Gross. It's gross. So anyway, I'm watching that, and Monica Lewinsky describing, like, how she had a crush on him after she met him was just like, she was... Dude, it's that power, man. Some women love that power shit. That's just how it is, though, you know? But there's always a guy more powerful. So hopefully your woman doesn't like the power shit, because if she does, you're going to lose your girl. You're going to lose your girl when it comes to the president, bro? Hey, dude. You think Donald Trump couldn't steal my girl in a fucking hot second? Are you kidding me? Forget it. That's like big tits for a guy. Me walking down the street with my chick and Donnie Trump comes by? Forget it. Even Donald Trump's son, the ugly one that looks like he's in The Hills Have Eyes, even when he comes by. Hey, what's up? My girl's gone. Yeah, Donald Trump could steal my girl, no doubt. Who's that? Eric Trump. Jesus Christ. Eric Trump. Hey, Eric Trump, why don't you spread the features out in your face? His eyes and nose and mouth look like they're trying to have a party together. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Bill Clinton. Wow, dude, the notes I have here, I have no idea what any of them mean. It's unbelievable. Jesus Christ. This is one I have. This is a note I have. What could it mean? Thinking about life. What am I, fucking 15? How much do you think about life when you're 15, by the way? You're just like, oh, I remember what it was. Oh, I remember what this note was. This is hilarious. So I was talking to my Italian friend, Gianfranco Tordi, the most Italian name of all time. Gianfranco Tordi, by the way, spelled G-I-A-N, not John. Dude, if you spell John G-I-A-N, you're so Italian, you might as well be fucking cramming pizza in your goddamn mouth. And looking at a painting. Or painting a painting, actually. So he was talking to me. He was like, the first place that I ever was in America was North Carolina. And, this is so fucking funny to me. I don't know if you got... Yeah, no, you know what? The babies will like this shit. So he was doing... He was there. He didn't know where he was. I don't even know why he was there, but he was telling me he was staying in North Carolina, maybe with some friends. I don't know, but some like little small town. And he went to the park and he was hanging out on a bench at a park like a fucking pedophile, just chilling, like being so Italian, not knowing, not even thinking it's weird. Italians will come to America and do shit that is weird, kind of. But you don't even like necessarily know it's weird because you're Italian and it's okay in Italy. Like hanging out at a park. Like Italians, you could just go to a park and chill probably as an Italian and just roll up your fucking white t-shirt sleeves and just like be like, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? And have a cigarette and like throw a ball around. And like when a woman goes by, you just go, oh, hello. You do that thing where you go, look at that beautiful woman, huh? How about that? I would love to put my fingers in your pussy. When you walk by, just let me hide my fingers for 2 seconds. It's a siesta. What does it matter? It's midday. We don't work from 1 till 4. Let me stick my fingers in your pussy under your sundress during the siesta. Then you go back to Sunglass Hut. So he was in the small town in North Carolina chilling on a park bench and he almost got arrested for it. That's how fucking American these cops were and that's how Italian he was. The cops drove by and said, hey, man, what are you doing? And it was his first day in America and he said, what do you mean? Because he could barely speak English. And they were like, what are you doing hanging around at the park bench? And he was like, and he literally said, I'm just thinking about life. First of all, that's so Italian to say, I'm just thinking about life on a park bench. It's not even new school. That's like a black and white Italian movie. That's like a movie that Fellini made. Where some tall, lanky, string bean Italian is just sitting on a bench alone, and a cop, the polizia, come by, and they're just like, what are you doing? Or polizzi, or whatever the fuck they call it. Politicanazzo. And they say, what are you doing? And he says, thinking about life. And the cops said, we're like, what do you mean, thinking about life? And they gave him a hard time, and they almost fucking arrested him. And he ended up saying to the cops, Can I not think about life on the park bench? It was like, and they were probably like, are you talking back to us, you fucking Italian? That's, you know, what they were thinking about. Just these fat North Carolinian cops. Fat North Carolinian cops. Dude, thinking about life. Imagine if you were just some guy and the cops came by and they're like, what are you doing? And you're like, thinking about life. Imagine if you were a black guy and white cops came up to you. Dude, that's a fucking death sentence, man, with the way the cops treat black people now. Is this sad? Hey, will you put that fan towards me? Will you Yeah, I'd already turned it on. Yeah, swivel it. Cool. Great, thanks. I mean, you know. Yeah, I'm just going to swivel it. In the shit, that's what I should do. On fire. Yeah. Oh, man, that made me laugh when he told me that. I hadn't seen him in a long time. And then he came to my Wiltern show. Also, how Italian is this? He came to the Wiltern show and sat in the front row and fucking, I didn't know, he wore white pants. The guy's fucking 6'6", wore white pants in the front row, couldn't take my eyes off it, always clocked his white pants. Dude, how Italian is it to wear white pants? And spill spaghetti sauce on it. Dude, thinking about life, that's right, that's what he said. Ah, oh, man. So good. I don't know, man. And so then I did the San Francisco show Saturday, which was awesome. We did one of those there at the Masonic Theater. There's not a bad seat in the house at the Masonic Theater, man. It's all they do that. That theater is good. They do it so it's like it's kind of rounded a little bit. I mean, it doesn't go. It's not in the round, but it's kind of rounded. There's really not a bad seat in the house, man. And there was a great show, and my opener did way too long, and I fucking got mad at him. And then for the first 10 minutes, I was angry during my set, and then I calmed down because I was like, gotta fucking calm down for the audience, gotta make sure they're good, gotta make sure some of these people have been waiting to see me, you know? Yeah, there's not a bad seat in the house there. San Francisco, man. I always forget how, like, gay San Francisco is. No, I shouldn't say how gay it is, how out everyone is there. Because there are some secret gay people all over. But in San Francisco, it's awesome how they're just like, yeah, be gay, fuck it. I mean, everybody was out. I felt like it was just fucking, I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I'm coming out. Wow. I mean, we got there and everyone was like, I mean, wherever we ate, it was like, can I take your order? I walked into fucking, it was cool. I just, you know what would be great? The day there's like super flamboyantly gay cops. That will be the shit. When there's cops, it's San Francisco will be the first to do it, or somewhere in Utah, you know? And they just pull you over and they're like, do you know why I pulled you over? And you're like, oh, was I speeding a little bit? And he would just be like, no, you looked hot. No, I just wanted to talk. What's up? And you're like, oh shit, gay cops are out now? Oh shit, gay cops are some shit? It's like the gayest profession is like a flight attendant, you know, if you're a guy. For some reason, being 30,000 feet in the air makes you want to fuck guys. But like when cops or like military guy or like a gay sergeant in the military, just like, attend hot. We got to go out there and fight the Iraqis. We got to go out there and beat up ISIS. Attend hot. Grab the guns. Go, 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 go. And just out. That'd be the shit. Out military guys just like this with their guns. With like a really nice fucking, like it's still camouflage, but it's like a dope. It's got like a dope collar. And like a cool like fucking like fashionable hat. Like one of those ones that Pharrell wears, but it's camouflage. They're like, fuck, the enemies are encroaching. And then I'd be like, well, are any of them good looking? It doesn't matter. They're don't get lost in their eyes. Don't get lost in their eyes. They're the enemy. Get them. Pow. And as they shoot, they also go, pow, pow. Shorts on. But they're going to see your shins. Fuck it. Fashion is pain. Pow, pow. I can't wait for that day. You think I'm fucking around and joking? Because that's the thing, man. This whole thing with like just like being how it's not manly to be gay. Fuck that. It is manly to be gay. You can be gay and also manly. And cops should know that and the military should know that. Fuck that, dude. That's the world I want to live in. Just gay ass fucking manly dudes being out, living their life, happy as shit, fucking guys. I'm loving it. Gay ass bodybuilders want it. Gay ass firemen, gay cops, military, killing it, dude. I want to be protected by them. Screaming pow pow while they pull it, while they click the trigger. Screaming pow pow while they click the trigger. All right, dude. Gonna do some fucking ads. Okay, you guys, what's up? You know, that's the thing, too, about obviously. Like, I was looking at this. Well, actually, that, what's that basketball player's name? Dwight Howard? How he was apparently, supposedly, allegedly having sex with transgendered. It was a guy. He had sex with someone who identified as a guy, but also dressed as a woman. I don't really know the whole main shit or the whole technical shit about it. But anyway, I don't know if he goes by he or she, but they exposed him, and now, everyone's like, fuck, all the fucking ignorant people are like, ew, gross, he's gay, which is stupid, you know? Like, that's what I was talking about before the break. I was like, oh, yeah, well, gay basketball players would be the shit. You know they're there anyway, but they can't come out of the closet, which sucks because of the culture. It was amazing. I just went online and I looked at people like, like bashing him for it, you know? It was just like sad. Like sports culture just, they have no room for out players, which is so stupid. And I tweeted that this guy tweeted this thing. Pull it up. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, hell no. I can't believe I shook Dwight Howard homo ass hands now with a crying emoji. And then the picture of him and Dwight Howard. And then I wrote, this guy asked for a picture. This guy asks for a picture. Dwight Howard was nice enough to take it with him. Then this asshole finds out Dwight Howard is gay, supposedly. I don't know. Or whatever. And uses the picture to slur him because of that. This is the worst kind of asshole. So I went on this guy's timeline. And I looked at his timeline. And just to, you know, see what kind of guy he was. And he was saying shit like, against gays, and this guy. So he writes, "Yeah, go down there. Look at this guy. What is this guy's weird arguments, dude? Famous people and people with money are not always happy. At Crystalia has been mentioning me since yesterday. That's sad. I mean, he keeps writing back to me." I just wrote about how the guy's an asshole, and the guy's like, oh, you're a comedian, you're a hypocrite, because you don't say sorry for your jokes. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not a joke. The guy's like, he said, oh yeah, don't mention Allah's name with LGBTQ, or whatever it is, LGBTQ, what is it? They keep changing it. I don't know, I'm such an idiot. But, he was like, yeah, Allah, he said, don't use Allah's name with something like that. Talking about some guy who is for LGBTQ. Go down. And then he says, LBGT and religion don't go together. And every LBGT member knows this. Read about the story of Prophet Lut and restudy your religion. To me, you're lost, but to each his own, which is like he's saying, like, you, like, don't be gay. And so he's going on and on about how it's not right. And then he's like calling me a hypocrite because I'm making a joke about it. Or no, because I make jokes and I don't apologize for them. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then under this guy's shit, he goes, I scrolled down on his page and it was like saying shit like, listen before you judge and understand before. And it's just like, dude, Who are these people, dude? Who are these people? It drives me nuts that somebody, first of all, it's annoying when somebody tries to say you can and can't do this. We all know that. Nobody likes that shit, okay? So to say, like, you can't fuck a guy because you're a guy is absolutely fucking asinine. And then to take the picture, to ask a guy for a picture because you're a fan, and then have the guy take it nice enough, didn't have to, and then be like, oh, look at this fucking guy who doesn't do what I want him to do, and post a picture and shame him for it, is just, you're the lowest kind of person. You're a fucking bitch, dude. You're a piece of shit. You got what you wanted, and then you're like, oh, he's not what I wanted. Fuck it. I'm going to put him on blast. You know what you are? You're a fucking hooker. That's what you are. You're a fucking bitch, dude. You're not a real man. Your attitude changed. Nothing changed but you. If Dwight Howard is gay, then he's gay then too. Your attitude changed. So now you're going to put him on blast for it when he was nice enough to take a picture? You're the worst kind of fucking asshole, dude. Religion sucks, dude. Like, they fucking put all these rules on who you can't put your dick inside of. It fucking sucks. Like, straight up. Yeah, okay, you have a good family unit because of religion. But let's get it to fucking together, religion. You fucking suck if you think... Oh, God, it's so hard to talk about because it drives me nuts. Like, these religions was like, yeah, do whatever you want, but also don't do that. Like, how do you not see that you're a piece of fucking shit religion if that's what you're doing? And so many religions are like that. No, I don't believe in gay. Oh, it's a choice. Oh, this and that. Why does it even fucking matter that much? Truthfully. It doesn't. It truthfully doesn't. You don't want to see it? I don't want to see a guy fucking a girl out at a fucking Starbucks. I don't want to see any of that shit. It has nothing to do with being gay. I don't give a shit. It just sucks, dude. If you're the kind of person that thinks I'm religious. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but it's good for the families. But there's no, all right. Well, so what? I don't give a shit. Be good for the world. Also, let people do what the fuck they want as long as they're not hurting anybody. It drives me nuts, man. It'd be so cool if a basketball player came out of the closet and was like, I'm gay and I'm going to still do slam dunks. But it makes it, I mean, dude, he'd be fucking legit beat up. His like life would be in danger. And that's a huge problem. I wish the Pope would just come out and be like, you know, hey, Catholics, be gay if you want. I don't know. Whatever. Hey, Catholics, be gay. And then,
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
All right. Let me get these out of the way. Yeah. So, got a little bit serious before that last break, didn't I? About being gay and coming out of the closet. But that's what's up. Saw Evan Hansen, speaking of gay. The musicals. I saw the Evan Hansen, Dear Evan Hansen, and they were killing it. That shit is awesome. Have you seen Dear Evan Hansen? Dude, the lead on that, it's not Ben Platt in the Los Angeles version, but I don't know the guy's name, but boy, was he good. I heard Ben Platt was amazing too. He must have been. He won the Tony for it, I believe. But man, it was so funny too because I don't know. I mean, obviously, like musical theater is like, you know, there's a lot of talking about sports. Being gay in sports is not quote unquote allowed. The culture doesn't allow it. In the exact opposite when it comes to musical theater. And Ben Levi Ross is who the guy was. He was, yeah, God, he was great. He was great. I went on his Instagram and I went on Ben Platt's Instagram because he did the original role for Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. And he can sing that motherfucker. It was so funny to imagine. First of all, cried the whole time. Cried the whole time. Why? Because I'm a softie. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was about. I didn't even know what it was about. And I sat there and watched it. And the the guy who... It was funny to think about because the whole play was good. The music was good. And then... there was a part where, like, the main part, Evan Hansen, was not in, didn't have like a father figure in the musical, and so this other father figure, I don't want to ruin it, but this other father figure kind of like is like in the garage with him, and he teaches him how to like have a glove, break in a baseball glove. It's one of the songs in the musical. Let me, Evan Hansen, baseball glove. To break in a glove as the song is called. And it was so funny to think of sports, which the culture hasn't caught up with being out yet. And the musical, which is like the gayest thing besides fucking a guy, if you're a guy. Or eating a pussy if you're a chick. To see those worlds collide. And it was like, it was called To Break in a Glove. And the guy was like, you know how to break in a baseball glove? And the kid was like, well, you just play baseball with it? And he was like, nah. What you want to do is you want to take shaving cream. And you want to rub it in. And you want to then tie it up real tight. With a baseball in it. And you got to do it 5 to 6 nights. You got to stick with it if you want to make it work. But that's how everything is. You got to stick with it. And it was like, it was so obvious. It was so funny to think about a gay guy writing that that song. It was like so like they might have well been like, and that's how you do it if you want to play the baseball sport. Like, it was just so running around the bases with guys with tight muscles around and the baseball sport. Like gay guys writing about sports singing. You gotta put the ball. You gotta put the ball in the glove and then tie it around real tight. And then you can play the baseball sport. Singing to another guy about baseball. The baseball sport. Running around bases and shagging fly balls. And there's an on-deck circle in the baseball sport. Just Googled it. A gay guy just Googled it. Pinch hitting, smashing baseballs over the fucking wall for a homer. And if it bounces and then goes over the wall, it's still a homer, but it's called a ground rule double in the baseball sport. Mwah, kiss a guy. Baseball. Running around bases, you're out, you're out, you're out, boners. Oops, you're out, you're out, you're out, boners. Oops, didn't mean the last part. Rounding third, double play, boners. Oops, double plays. Rimming, shagging fly balls. Jukey cocks off. The baseball sport. Men facials. The baseball sport. There's a coach rimming the baseball sport. I mean, so funny. You got to really stick with it. You got to put a ball in the baseball mitt. You got to put shaving cream on it. And you got to wrap it tight. But you got to do it for nights and nights on end or it doesn't work. But that's what anything's like in this world. In the baseball sport, rimming the baseball sport. Coming on, guys, the baseball sport. Fucking man, if you're a man, the baseball sport. Squirting on, guys, the baseball sport. Rimming. So dumb, dude. This podcast sucks. This podcast fucking sucks. But whatever helps you back up the brinks. You know what? We had fucking ads today because we need to back up the goddamn Brinks truck, dude. We really need to back up this goddamn Brinks truck. And I'll tell you what, dude, because it's Christmas and we got to keep making sure that fucking when I take money out my bank account, it doesn't make a fucking dent, dude. That's what we do. Do you know what I'm talking about? Stop. We need to make that on kill. We need to make that on kill. What is this
that
one?
Ain't no problem. Lonzo. That ain't no problem.
Huh?
That ain't no problem.
Dude, Christmas? Getting your gifts before Christmas?
That ain't no
move
problem.
Lonzo.
That ain't no problem.
Huh?
That ain't no problem.
Wow, that's amazing.
That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem.
Huh? My still favorite one is when the guy goes, huh? It's so racist. I don't give a fuck.
That ain't no problem.
Right here.
That ain't no problem.
Huh?
So
no
racist.
Problem.
Huh? Is that some black shit I don't know about? What's up with... I don't know, man. Anyway, Evan Hansen's great. Cried the whole time. It is what it is, my babies. I don't know what these fucking notes are. Well, Christmas is coming up, you guys. Are you going to do your Christmas shopping early? I always say I'm going to do it early every year, and then I don't do it till the 27th. I like cut pictures out of stuff. I'm like, that's what I got you. I'm the worst, dude. When I have kids, I hope when I have kids, is that a thing? Like, people say when you have kids, you become like more responsible, but like also you could probably become less responsible too. I got to get the kids gifts. When I have kids, I got to get them gifts, dude, early. But that's the other thing too. If I buy someone a gift early, I'm just going to give it to them early. I got to find the balance in there. I got to find the fucking balance. But yeah, good holiday gift giving is the fucking... I mean, look, you can do what you want. It's free conch, but you know what I mean. What's this one here? It's
free conch.
Nice. What else happened this week? Oh, I'm going to Boston. I'm excited for the Boston shows, man. We got fucking Wilbur, 4 shows sold out, and I'm also playing Medford, which there's some tickets left because I couldn't get Wilbur on the night before. On fire, all my people. But there's still tickets left for Medford, so you can come to the Medford shows. I would love for you to come. By the way, we got to start looking at Craigslist ads more. Do you have that? You fucked up. On fire. Ivan Getridov isn't even here right now. He's sick. So we don't want to get sick for the Boston shows. So remember, you know that shirt, this is my fucking New York shirt? That shirt, did you see that? Go to Craigslist. Let's look at some Craigslist ads. Let's look at some Craigslist ads. Craigslist ads. By the way, Apple, you got to stop making shit that you can lose so easy. How about this fucking thing? Look at the video podcast. This connector bullshit that you put with the headphones and then you stick it in your phone. Go fuck yourself, Apple. Look at this shit. This is made for losing. You know what else? AirPods. Dude, there should be if you lose your AirPods, you should be able to get AirPods for free again. At least make them like neon, you know? Look at this. Go up. Scroll up. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, incredibly hot, dark-haired guy at Ralph's on Vineland this AM. I used to go to that Ralph's. You were the, this is it, dude. You are the incredibly hot, dark-haired, athletic guy in Ralph's at Vine, at Vineland. Oh, he's doing it while he's there. You are the incredibly hot, dark-haired, athletic guy in Ralph's at Vineland and Magnolia in NoHo this morning. Very discreet guy here. I got boned just looking at you and would love to take care of you. No recipe, no strings. Hey, what's this guy talking about? We'll jack you off or otherwise. Up to you. I like how he gave a suggestion, but also was like, you know what, whatever. I'm kind of like my style is I jack guys off, but hey, look, whatever you're into. You want to fuck me while feeding me chocolate cake? I'll do that too. If this was you, reply with description and we can take it from there. I am very discreet and clean. And then my favorite part, do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Imagine being like, hey, contacting him and be like, hey, but do you want to buy my TV though? I'll jack you off or whatever you want. Why even? Here's another one. Look at this. This one's called Rotten Cheaters. You are a woman who loathes cheating men and wants to talk. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. We got to hit up these guys and be like, hey, dude, I have a couch for sale. Want to buy it? What? What is that man for woman head doctor? Does that mean sucking dick? Down, last one. This one that says, man for woman head doctor, in parentheses, Covina. Looking for white girl who loves to deep throat. Do not contact me with unsolicited service or offers. Oh, God, that makes me want to fucking just say, I've got some Best Buy coupons I'll sell to you for half price. To the thick woman at whole... What is this world? To the thick woman at Whole Foods Porter Ranch, in parentheses, Porter Ranch. Ah, thanks, bud. That's where it was? Cool. Said in the title. This was at Whole Food in Porter Ranch on 11/21/18. I was in the baking aisle, I think, and I kept locking eyes with a nice, thick, extra curvaceous woman, but I didn't get the chance to say something. And I'll admit I liked what I had seen. You definitely had some booty on you, very thick or extra thick curvy. What? You passed me a few times, so not sure if you wanted to say something also. But if you think this is you, message me. Maybe we can chat and exchange some pics to see if it was you. Do not contact me with unsolicited service or offers. I like how he said... Seen you definitely had some booty on you, very thick or extra thick curvy. Like if you're the woman that's going to this encounters shit on Craigslist, you're like, oh, I was very thick, not curvy. No, it wasn't me. She'll make it work if she's looking, you know? Oh, man, these are the best. Man checking out the bulge. That's what the title is. By the way, if there was a movie called Man Checking Out the Bulge, that'd be the only movie I would get tickets before it came out. No doubt. With Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson was in a movie called Man Checking Out the Bulge, I would pre-order all of the tickets to my closest theater opening day. I'm checking out your bulge. I have got a special set of skills. It's for checking out bulges. If you've got a bulge, I will find you. If you've got a bulge in your jeans, I will find you, and I will kill you. But before that, I'll suck your cock. I'll jack you off or whatever you want. Hello. If you've got a bulge, I will find you, and I will kill you. But first... I'll jack you off or whatever you want. It's up to you. Anyway, after that, I will kill you.
Man checking out the bulge, Santa Clarita. You were in the meat aisle. I was wearing tight jeans with no underwear. You saw the bulge and looked at me and smiled. You stared. I never wear underwear. Love to show it off again. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Or I will kill you. But first, I'll jack you off while I wear no underwear or whatever you want.
Dude, I like how he made it cute. You were in the meat aisle. Like, wink, wink. I was wearing tight jeans with no underwear. By the way, you wouldn't be able to know if he was...
You saw the bulge, and you looked at me and smiled.
If it was... Liam Neeson, though, would be on a train.
I was on a train, and it was going nonstop. You were... I wasn't wearing underwear. Something else that was nonstop was my bulge. It went around the side of my hip and back towards my ass, so you could have seen my bulge when I was walking away, hooked around. You might have seen the tip of my penis in the middle of my right butt cheek, because that's how far it bends around, my bulge. Anyway, jack me off or whatever you want. It's up to you. But I will kill you. I will find you.
Oh, well, look at this. Can I taste you again? How did this guy taste the guy already and not get his info? Hey, let me fucking suck your dick. Bye. Oops, I should have got his email. Well, guess I could go to Craigslist. We used to meet up early between 8 and 9 a.m. and I would service you orally and you'd return the favor. It was nothing more than mutual oral. I'm hoping I can find someone to continue this with. I like how it's... If you're not this guy, but reading this, I'm down. If you like what you hear, please feel free to respond. I'm a married Latino, 5'7", husky built, 275. Well, I'll say. Wow. Jesus Christ. 5'7", 275, husky built. Very clean, good hygiene. Tanned complexion, few tattoos. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Wow. Husky build, I'll say. More like fat guy, huh? How about fucking fat guys who are like, yeah, I'm husky. Yeah? You husky? Or did you roll here? Did your head hit the ground at any point? Did you roll here? I don't know. Should we do Twitter questions? Are there questions here? Do we have some? Can I taste you again? Hey, can I taste you again? Oh, let me get your email. No? Oh, well, whatever. I'll just go. Let me taste you again. Okay. What do you think about at Crystalia? This is JCLE94. What do you think about non-military people using military time on their phone and making a point to tell you the time military time? Well, I had an ex-girlfriend that still does this. She's a friend of mine. But she uses military time for some fucking reason. I don't know why. She likes to go on hikes. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But she won't say it's fucking 18:30. That would drive me nuts. If you do that and you have nothing to do with the military, even if you do, adapt to society. You know what I mean? Nobody's wearing fucking camo around here unless you, you know, I mean, unless you are, but then you're kind of. One time I was at a Busta Rhymes concert and I saw a chick in full camo gear dance, like at the concert, like bought a ticket and she was in front of me. I also can't believe I was at a Busta Rhymes concert. I was 19. My buddy wanted to go. And when I was watching it, he was like, my buddy was, Busta Rhymes was like, this is the best part of any concert I've been to. He's like, this next dance is called the Take Off Your Clothes. And he would do this song and he was just pretending to take his clothes off, like miming what it would be like if he took his clothes off. That's it. And it would be like, hit you with no delay, so what you saying, yo? Nothing, huh? Silly with my 9 milli with the drillio. Okay. And he was pretending to take his pants off while saying that. ridiculous. The Damian Montez at nipples and toes 28. Change it. It's frickunch, but change it. What was your last game system you had before life came in? I mean, what? Was this guy a fucking robot? What was your last game system you had before life came in? Life came in? Do you mean until I grew up? Do you still play video games now? I don't. I have all the systems for some reason. Last game system. I have them all. I just don't play them. That's it really about that. Fucking way to go with that question, bud. I don't really play video games because I don't want to start off born. I want to start off Mario already. If you make me start off, I swear to God, I played a game where the first opening of the game, this is the last game I played. The opening of the game was you came out of your mom's vagina and then you had to learn stuff. Hey, no. Hey, no. Okay? I want to start out with a mustache already in a video game. I mean, you got to learn how to crawl. What? I think it was Fallout, the game Fallout. Bobby Lee was like, you got to play this game. And I bought it and then fucking legitimately opened my eyes for the first time in the video game. You're a baby. Hi, no. Hey, video game creators, where's the mushroom for me to jump on? That's it. Austin Lopez. Who are some of your favorite directors? David Lynch. Stanley Kubrick. Favorite of all time? John Cassavetes. I like other ones too. Also, my dad. Favorite director. I love Kubrick because you can tell by his movies that he just fucking loved making them. I like David Lynch because he's a fucking lunatic. Have you ever been on David Lynch's website? I don't know if it's like this anymore, but like 8 years ago I went on. And it has like short films and artwork that he does, which is all incredible. And then he has a part where you can click on the weather. And he does weather reports. He's like, sunny day here in Malibu, not a cloud in sight. And that's it. And he's sitting outside on his patio. A little bit of rain coming down from the clouds. Precipitation is always something we need sometimes. Anyway, have a good day, Los Angelenians. So funny. David Lynch. Love his shit. And John Cassavetes, best favorite of all time, because that dude, I read books on him and shit. First of all, he was the only director to me that I've seen. I mean, I'm sure there's other ones. There are other ones. I'm not that cultured. But like to me, that dude captured exactly how life was. And he made a movie called Husbands with Peter Falk, Ben Gazzara, and John Cassavetes in it. And it's a real hard movie to find. But it's that and Swingers are my two favorite movies to watch. It's so much captures what it's like being a guy more so than any other movie I've seen. It's so funny and so good. And I fucking love it, dude. I love the movie Husbands. It's my favorite movie. These guys just, their friend dies. And then during the eulogy or when the priest is giving the eulogy or whatever it is, he's just being very general about it. He's just like, yay, everyone loved him. He was a great guy. And, you know, he'd get this and that. And then afterwards, the three dudes that I mentioned, they're driving from the funeral. And they're like, that was a bullshit eulogy. They didn't even fucking talk about how he really was. And these guys, to deal with their grief, they just leave and go to Paris. I think it's Paris or Europe. London. It's London. Yeah, it's London. And they go, and they just go, and they, like, go for 3 nights. And they, like, are philandering with women and shit. and they're just being such dumb fucking dickhead guys, and it's so funny. I love the movie. It's so funny, dude. Also, I like Cassavetes movies because you can just turn them on whenever, like in the middle, and just watch them. Woman Under the Influence is amazing. Dude, that, what's the lady's name? What's her name again? Jenna Rollins. He was married to her, and she's in that movie, and she plays a fucking, like a mentally unstable woman, and she's so, it's one of the best performances I've ever seen. Also, Faces is a great movie. It's so hard to watch Faces. I mean, it's so boring, but I love it. I love boring movies sometimes. He was the best, man. John Cassavetes. I love that guy's fucking movies. Killing of a Chinese Bookie, loved it. That movie got panned too, but I loved it. Dude, Ben Gazzara is so good in that movie. There's a scene in the movie where he gets into his limo and the whole scene is him sitting there and he says, "I'm terrific." That's the best. I mean, dude. Dude. Nobody captured what it's like being a guy better than John Cassavetes in a movie. He was great. Fuck, he was a great filmmaker. He was influenced by, I think, a lot of French filmmakers. I think. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I read up on him. I remember I read, this is how cute I was, dude, in high school. I read a book on John Cassavetes, and I liked the book so much. I just loved him. I loved what he was about, and I liked the book so much. I think it was the book Cassavetes on Cassavetes. It was like an interview. It was like him talking about himself, but it wasn't like an interview form, even though it kind of was. But I loved the book so much that I didn't read the last page because I didn't want to finish. I wanted to currently be reading the book for the rest of my life. And that is the cutest shit I've ever done. And I forgot about that. I never read that last page of the book because I never wanted it to be finished because I always wanted to be currently reading it. Heck, cute. I challenge you to fucking ever do something cuter than that because cute as shit for that, dude. Cute as shit. Wow. Maybe one day, right before I die, I'll read that last page. What if that last page, he was just like, "Psych, I'm just joking. Didn't mean any of it." And then, if you'd like to make a call. Well, that's it, my babies. I did a little bit of extra time today because we had an extra ad in there. And I wanted to make sure that everybody got their fucking fix. You know what I mean? I don't like when people say that. Got to get my fix. And I'm talking about like a podcast or cheese. Say ya. Listen, if you download my app, do it now. You can see this podcast before anybody sees it. A whole day early or more than a day early. You see it live. You see 10 minutes, the first fucking 10 minutes live. And you get to communicate with other babies on the app. It's fucking cool. But wherever you go to get your apps. If you got iTunes or the App Store, you go to the wherever the fuck. If you got some other Samsung bullshit, App Store. And you type in Crystalia, just type in my name. Got some dates coming up. It's still Cyber Monday though. If you're listening to this, so go get merch. I got a show coming up in Medford, Massachusetts. Thursday, Medford, Massachusetts on Thursday. There are tickets left. Then I got four shows at the Wilbur. Sorry, you snooze, you lose. They're all sold out because I had to fucking back up the goddamn Brinks truck. Bakersfield, California, Fresno, Louisville, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Boulder, Colorado Springs, Madison, Milwaukee. That's sold out. Chicago. So Chicago sold out. And I have to do another Chicago date because of that. I'm going to add that soon. Seattle, Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Kalamazoo, Anaheim, San Ynez, Valley Center, California. There's a lot of these. Hanover,
Huntington, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati, Lexington, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Phoenix, Tucson, Greensboro, Charlotte, Durham, Newport News, for some reason, Oakland, California, and Las Vegas. Yeah, it's the last day for free domestic shipping on the store, plus free mystery shirt while supplies last on orders over $75. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we like that. Get tickets to my tour. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. It really helps us in the rankings, and the rankings are a good thing. For us, the more we go up, the more we go up. So yeah, thanks a lot. And I got a new special coming out on Netflix soon enough. It's a half hour for you. So, and remember, you got Shintoki? What is that? Is that what it was? You got the Shintaro. All right, my babies. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Congratulations!